If you cast your mind back to the mid-80s in Australia, you'll remember that fear and terror that we all had about AIDS and what it was going to do to us here in Australia, but of course all around the globe as well.
You would have lost friends during that time, did you, Robbie?
Yeah, I lost a cousin actually.
Yeah. I had three very, very dear friends of mine die during that time. It was horrendous.
It was. Well, just yesterday we heard of the passing of one of the doctors who was very much involved at that time and had a huge effect. He was really at the vanguard of medicine around HIV and AIDS, Professor David Cooper, who actually first diagnosed HIV in Australia and then went on to become a world authority on the infectious disease, has died suddenly after a short illness. His funeral will take place in Woollahra this morning, and he's being remembered as a brilliant scientist who led breakthrough research efforts into the global HIV pandemic. One of those who knew him very well as a friend and a colleague for 35 years is Professor Basil Donovan, head of the Sexual Health Program at the Kirby Institute. Professor, good morning, and our condolences to you.
Thank you very much.
Can you tell us a little bit about David? Take us back, maybe, back to the 1980s.
Well, tell us about how you met, maybe.
Yeah, it was 1983, and I was a GP in Darlinghurst, and I'd already had a few patients who were very ill and close to death. And David walked in and he said, look, we don't know what's going on, because at that stage we didn't even know that it was a virus. And he said, we want to set up a cohort of 1,000 gay men. And I said, hell yeah, I'm in that. Mm-hmm. And we did. Obviously, gay men were terrified. We immediately recruited 1,000 men for him, and just said, look, we don't know what causes this. We just want you to come in every 6 months and we'll take some blood off you and get you to fill out this, in retrospect, rather stupid questionnaire, and we'll try and work out what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, what was the sense like? Was it terror? Was it just befuddlement? What was the mood at the time?
Oh, because we didn't know what was going on, some people ran away. Some health institutions and some Christian organisations behaved very badly. But you know, most people said, well, why don't we just find out what is happening? And that was David's reaction to everything. You know, he was the ultimate researcher, clinician. You know, he looked after people. He was a giant in his field. Mm-hmm. Had a huge heart.
The study that you put together, you can hear how moved you are, and thanks for joining us, Basil. We appreciate it. It's a very tough time for you. The study you put together was called the Sydney AIDS Perspective Study. You say you now look back at it and you were muddling through a bit. Tell us about how you and David managed during that time. You must have been worried sick, not knowing what was going on. Tell us about your friendship, how it helped you get through it.
I think we just recognised the best defence was knowledge. Mm. We buried 1,000 patients.
My goodness.
That was just the first few years. Mm. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I actually did medicine in the first place to stay out of the Vietnam War. Because if you got conscripted in those days, you didn't have to go in until you'd finished whatever course you were doing at the time. So I just found the longest one.
and you ended up in a war.
Then I finished up in a 15-year-long war, which was HIV before the treatments came along.
Yeah, take us through that, working with David in the pursuit of those treatments and the pursuit of obviously a cure, but slowly but surely those improvements were made, and now we find ourselves in a situation where you just couldn't believe how effective the treatments are.
Oh, yeah, I haven't had a patient die in 20 years, which... Mm. You know, when I still look at it and think, oh, damn, if it hadn't stopped, I think we all would have passed on. Mm. You know, David was an incredibly understated man, but a global leader. Mm. Yeah. You know, I saw him at international conferences stand up, and he would turn the room. You know, there was one stage in the conference in Paris in 1986 where this committee had decided, oh, look, why don't we drop the term AIDS? You know, it's stigmatizing. Why don't we call it HIV infection category 4C2? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, and David stood up and said, I can really see the journalists swinging towards that one. and the 900 people in the room went, maybe he's right, you know. he had malignant common sense.
Oh, that's great term. Great. The funeral will be held today, Basil.
Yep.
And who is going to be there?
He was a Jewish man, and their funerals happened very quickly. So, unfortunately, Michael Kirby, I think, is overseas and couldn't get back in time.
I guess I'm asking about the regard in which he's held in the community.
Oh, he's highly regarded. Australia's response to HIV is legendary because of the way the doctors, the researchers, the community and the government all formed a profound partnership. It's not only changed the area of HIV, it's changed medicine in general. They've all worked out that none of us can do it on our own. You know, people have to all unite or we're dead. And when I say government, in those days it was both sides of government got together. It would terrify me. It makes me terrified to think, what if HIV had come along today? We have a resulting political environment. But in those days we had Neil Blewett and Peter Bohm, who were the health minister and shadow health minister, and they formed a pact and said, no, let's not make this a political circus. Let's do this properly.
Well, and
they did.
Thank goodness they did. Look, we'll remember Professor David Cooper today, but thank you so much for bringing some of the stories and the time to us this morning, Basil. We really appreciate it, and we understand that. I know it's a very emotional time for you.
It's a great man. We'll miss him.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Basil. Really appreciate it. Professor Basil Donovan, he's the head of the sexual health program at the Kirby Institute and worked alongside, as you heard, Professor David Cooper for such a long time. Mm-hmm. The man who first diagnosed HIV in Australia, David Cooper, and went on to become a world authority on the infectious disease, who's died suddenly after a short illness.